Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here all Monday through Friday to work on improving our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education and mentoring program for people who want to build a second stream of income using real estate. A lot of people don't realize this, but this is just called an alternate form of investing. It's becoming more and more and more popular, and it's primarily because of the effectiveness of it. The opposite or conventional style of investing, most of it is actually speculation. You're buying low to sell high. This would be stocks, mutual funds, REITs, gold, silver, Bitcoin, things like that. Those are all speculation. And most people, that's the only type of investment that they have. And the last 75 years, the stock market has produced an average of 7.5% rate of return. Whereas, and I'm just taking my 30 years in the real estate industry, my rates of return have been 20% plus. So three times what people in the stock market are making. The difference is these alternate forms of investing require some education, but you're making three times as much money. So more and more people are realizing that with inflation being 5, 6, 7, 8%, if you're making 7% on your money, you're actually losing money, even if you make 7%, because inflation eats it up. The other thing that happens with these alternate forms of investing is it produces cash flow, which speculation does not. If you go out and buy yourself over the next 5, 10 years, 20 single family homes, you're going to have about $8,000 a month in income for the rest of your life. And it's, of course, going to go up over a 10, 20, 30 year period. Cash flow is king. Appreciation is simply the icing on the cake. So when people are speculating in the stock market, they're really just tasting the icing, appreciation, going up in value. They don't get the cake, which is cash flow. Now, I know there's some stocks that provide dividends, but the 7.5% rate of return includes dividends. So that's not impressive to me at all. And I have yet to meet a person who has enough stocks that the dividends pay all their bills and retire them. But I know kids in their 20s who own enough real estate that they'll never work a day in their lives at a job. They work, but they work for themselves. So these alternate forms of investing, again, are becoming more and more and more popular, and that's what we do at Total Wealth Academy. We teach people, educating them to a level where they can legally do this style of investing, and you have to be what's called a sophisticated investor. Sophisticated investor to do these style deals. You can be accredited as well, but if you're only accredited, that doesn't mean you understand the investment. All it means is you got $1 million or more in the bank. And the shocking thing is the government's trying to change it to 10 million. Let me say that number again. Right now, to be accredited, you only have to have $1 million in the bank. There's a proposal out there to move that to 10 million. So only people with $10 million or more would be able to invest passively in these alternate forms of investing. And these government people think we're protecting the middleman. No, you're screwing the middleman. You're screwing the middle income American. How many people have $10 million? Very few. Very few. It's probably 0.1% or less. And they're going to say they're the only ones that can get into these high rates of return. Pretty bogus. But luckily, there's a loophole, if you want to call it that. You can educate yourself, become a sophisticated investor, and be able to invest in these deals without having to have $1 million in the bank. You really need $50,000 or more to invest in these style deals. There are deals that will take less than $50,000, but they're so small, they really don't make a huge difference. So that's what we're doing. I want to talk today on two subjects. The first we're going to hit is something we talk about quite often, is delusion. And then the second we're going to hit, idea we're going to hit, is where slumlords come from. It's not what you think. You know, everybody thinks that a slumlord is this snidely whiplash guy that's a con artist or just a bad person. I got news for you. That's not where the slumlords come from, but I will share with you how these people accidentally become slumlords. But first, I'd like to hit on delusion and the power of snapping out of it. Delusion comes in many, many forms. A couple of examples that stick out in my mind. I have a client who had lost a bunch of weight. I asked her how much weight she lost. She goes, "I lost 80 pounds. And this was a highly intelligent person. I think she was a nurse practitioner or something like that, which is almost a doctor. And I said, "How in the heck did you gain 80 pounds? She goes, "I told myself that my dryer was shrinking my clothes." Delusion. Had a friend, we're on a cruise ship, comes flying up, dancing, happy. "I won $6,000 in the casino." Jumping up and down for joy. I proceed to jump up and down for joy with her. She starts to buy drinks for everybody and hands out chips so everybody can play games and just being very, very generous. As we're getting off the ship, she was stopped. And they go, "Ma'am, you got a $17,000 bill with the casino you need to solve." She had lost $23,000 and won $6,000. And she thought she won $6,000. Delusional. Here's the problem. All of us are delusional in one way or another, and we'll discuss the most dangerous financial delusion that you can have when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
That it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about delusion and the most dangerous one really is, and those of you below 40 to 45, you really should be listening to this too and take it very seriously, because if you're, say, 25, how fast did those 25 years go? They went by real quick, didn't they? Do you know the next 25 years go by faster than you'll be 50? I want you to think about that. See, people are not doing the math with their lives. They really aren't. They don't think, they go, I'm 40, I'm young. Sorry to tell you this, 40 is not young. 2 times 40 is 80. 2 times 45 is 90. See, there's a bunch of delusion. I'm still young. If you're 40 plus, I know it's painful. You're not young anymore. It's time to get serious. You got about 20 years left of real strong working years. Yeah, you can work past 60, but if you really want to give yourself a deadline, which you should, nothing happens without a deadline, you got to understand, 40 to 45, 35 to 40 is really middle age, 35 to 40. Why do I say that? Because 2 times 35 is 70, 2 times 40 is 80. It's sad, but the majority of us are dead by 80. So you're halfway there at 35, 40. Now, the association, the American Association of Retired People, they will show you commercials of a 55-year-old and go, yeah, during middle age, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 55? So we're going to live to be 110? 55 is not middle age. You're old. I'm 57. I'm old. It's the delusion that time is not ticking by. That's not the most dangerous one. We'll get to that. But it is a delusion. We don't want to admit we're going to die. We don't want to admit we're going to get old. So we delude ourselves. We literally block it out, even though it's happening. We're witnessing it, but we block it out. The one that's the most dangerous, though, is this. If you're 40, 45, and you don't have $1 million saved up, you're in trouble. You better start taking action. The delusion, and this is the most dangerous one, is that I'll do the same thing I did the last 20 years and get a different result. In other words, the first 20 years that I worked, I didn't achieve anything. But doggone it, I'm going to do the same thing another 20 years, and this time I will achieve the results that I want. It's not going to happen. That delusion is destroying retirement for 95% of Americans because they're not waking up. They're not saying, you know, doggone it, I've worked 20 years, 40 hours a week. Some of you 50 and 60 hours a week for 20 years. And you're still not in the financial position you want to be in? If you don't wake up and say, doggone it, that didn't work. Those 22 years didn't work. I'm going to do something different the next 22 years. Then you are damning yourself to the same results that you're already dissatisfied with. You have to do something different. And this goes back to the beginning of the discussion where I was talking about alternate forms of investing. This should be the point where you wake up and you go, you know, I've been in the stock market for 20 years. I've been in mutual funds for 20 years. Didn't give me the results I want. I know I'm going to stay in the stock market and mutual funds another 20 years. What? What the heck are you talking about? You don't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. It's not going to work. You're going to get the same result from the same behaviors every time. So this is why so many people are moving to these alternate forms of investments. And I want to tell you something that's unfair. People are being led by financial planners, by stockbrokers, to stocks and mutual funds almost 100% of the time. Do you know why they send you to stocks and mutual funds? You know why. Because they get paid. They get paid to sell you those things. And this is what's not fair. Why didn't your financial planner and your stockbroker get paid to send you to something effective like real estate? Why don't they? It is not fair that they can't sell you anything except for stuff that doesn't work. They should have the right, and I know you say, well, they could go get their realty license. Well, they've already been through education enough. You know, these stockbrokers are highly skilled, highly intelligent people. They should be able to sell some real estate and get the commission, just like they get commission for selling garbage like stocks and mutual funds. Same thing with the financial planners. See, I've got a couple of financial planners that I work with who do have real estate licenses. They send me people on a regular basis and make money by doing so. Those are some of the top financial planners in the U.S. So I guess I'm preaching now, but I just don't think it's fair. I think if they should throw the classes into the curriculum, if you're going to get the license to sell stocks, they should have the classes for selling real estate at the same time and put the stockbrokers and the financial planners in a good position to really advise people on all the options for investing, including these alternate forms of investing. So if you recognize a little delusion in your life, if you don't, I'm warning you, it's there. Everybody does it. I do it. Everybody has delusion. Shoot. You know, I pick on that lady who gained the 80 pounds. You know, I gained 48 pounds during COVID. That's almost morbid obesity. 30 pounds is clinic obesity. 50 pounds overweight is morbid obesity. That means you're dying from your eating habits. Because I deluded myself. I didn't want to admit that gut was sticking out. I didn't want to admit I didn't hit the scale. It was too painful. Psychologically, you know, it doesn't hurt to step on a scale. It hurts when you look down. So it's important to, one, be humble. Recognize that everybody has delusion. If you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're thinking, well, I'll still be able to save my way to retirement, that's delusion. That's sick. You got to learn how to make more money, because you screwed yourself by buying too expensive a home, too expensive a car or cars. You take too many vacations. You spend too much money. You better learn how to make more money. If you only know one way to make money and you think you're successful, you're delusional. Almost every person who retires successfully in the United States has a second stream of income. They know multiple ways to make money. But you think just having a job, how you do it. It's not. That's not how you do it. The joke that J-O-B stands for just over broke, it's not a joke, is it? It's pretty much what everybody's doing. Jobs are just over broke. And the main reason is that lifestyle creep. Every time you get a promotion, you buy a bigger house, fancier cars, go out to dinner more, and eat up every dime of that promotion. Lifestyle creep. And it's hard to beat. So you got to find a second or third way to make money. And that's why people join Total Wealth Academy, so they can learn how to use real estate to build that second stream of income. So, again, be humble. Recognize that everybody has some form of delusion. The dangerous one is being middle-aged, 35 to 40, and not recognizing that you're middle-aged, and that if you're not in the financial position you want to be in, that's not going to change unless you change what you do the next 20 years. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about slumlords and where they come from and how to avoid you ever becoming one. It's not that difficult, but I see it happen. And I've bought so much property from slumlords you wouldn't believe. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
A financial planner asked them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Got an email from a listener wanting to know what percentage of Americans make it to 80? It is less than 1%. Less than 1%. This is according to the United States government, which says people in the United States who are 80 to 84, 1%. 1%. So 35 to 40 is middle age, not 55 to 60. So It's really time to wake up, register that, and start taking action today to start changing your financial destiny. Okay, slumlords, where do they come from? I'll go back to the first really, or second, I guess it was, apartment complex that I bought. I bought it from a couple who... I hate to use the word slumlord about these people, but it was a slum. It needed new roofs. Half the ACs weren't working. Every interior needed to be rehabbed and updated. It was a piece of crap. You have to understand, though, we'll call them Mr. and Mrs. Smith because I don't want to embarrass anyone. Mr. and Mrs. Smith were some of the nicest, kindest people I ever met. They supported me after I bought the property, answering all my questions. They were just good people, but they were slumlords. How in the world did that happen? The reason it happened is something I talk about all the time. All the time. It's people that run single family, and they arrogantly say, well, I've got 20 single family rentals. I can run a 20 unit apartment. No, you can't. It's totally different. Totally different. Well, guess what this family had done? The Smiths had owned 20 or 30 rent properties, single family. They sold them and bought this 22-unit apartment. And they got slaughtered because they didn't know how to run an apartment complex. So let's talk about multiple mistakes that they made, but make a note. These were not bad people. They didn't want their tenants living in squalor. They didn't want a piece of crap property. But they made a huge mistake. They did not educate themselves first. What they did was they just said, look, I know how to run single family. I'll just transfer those principles over to apartments. I'm not going to take a course on investing in apartments. I'm just going to do it. And they did it. And as I mentioned, they got slaughtered. The first mistake, and this happens in single family a lot as well, they bought it and didn't take the money for rehab in with it. What they thought was they would rehab the property out of the cash flow. In other words, the profit every month. And they began that process. You know, maybe they made $4,000 profit the first month, $5,000. They took that $5,000 and started to rehab the vacant units. Well, 22 vacant units, about $10,000 each. There goes the first 2 years cash flow. Zero cash flow for the first 2 years. Do you realize how devastating that would be if you depended on that property for your income? They screwed themselves. You always take the rehab money in up front. When they got the loan to buy the property, if they needed, we'll say, about $300,000 to rehab it, they should have gotten a loan for the purchase price and the $300,000, called a bridge loan. It's a temporary loan. As soon as the rehab is complete, you go to permanent financing. But bottom line, they didn't do that. The second major mistake that they made was that they were owner-centric. They focused on how much money they were going to make as opposed to focusing on the stakeholders at the property. And when I say stakeholder, most of you automatically think the tenants. But that's not the only stakeholder in the deal. You have multiple stakeholders. You have the owners. You have the employees, the property manager, the maintenance person. You have the tenants. And then you have the community. Oh, and your contractors. There are multiple stakeholders in an apartment complex. Now, let me ask you this question. Which one should you focus on most? Probably every one of you said the tenants. It's a trick question because the answer is tricky. The truth is you treat all of them equally. All of them equally. When I first started, I focused on tenant, tenant, tenant. Take care of the tenant, tenant, tenant. And as a result, I spent too much money on amenities. I was constantly beating up my contractors for lower prices. You know, just tenant, 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 tenant. That is not a functional way to do it either, because you end up with nobody that wants to do, no contractor that wants to do business with you, and you make no profit because you spend so much money on your tenants. You have to think of all of them pretty much equal. Focus on everybody winning. As Stephen Covey talks about it, win-win or no deal. In this case, it would be win-win-win-win-win-win-win because there's seven different types of people who are stakeholders in the deal. And have I ever done it the other way, focused just on myself? Yes, that didn't work either, just like it didn't work for the Smiths. No, my priorities. Now, if you can imagine on a scale of 1 to 10, I look at it like this. My tenants are a 10. My investors are a 10. Everybody else is 9s. Pretty close. They all need to be treated pretty much the same. So now when I contract work out, I don't beat the daylights out of them. I look at the market, I look at what it's really worth, and I pay them what it's really worth. I don't try to beat them up every time and get the lowest price I can possibly get, because I need those contractors to be there when I need them. And if I beat them up every time they make a bid for me, they're not going to want to do business with me at all. Then I can't take care of my tenants because I have no contractors. It's a vicious cycle or circle. All of them are about the same. Now, the wonderful thing is you really don't have to think about yourself at all. If you focus on your tenants and your investors, your partners, you get taken care of by default. It just happens. You don't really have to even think about yourself. And the less time you think about yourself, the more energy you have to think about others. So it's for most people, it's very shocking when you find out that most slumlords are just like you and I. We're the potential slumlords. How do we become slumlords? Lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed, L-A-G. Too lazy to take a course, too arrogant to think you need one, and too greedy to pay for it. Laziness, arrogance, and greed. That's where slumlords come from. So if you're out there and you're getting ready to buy an apartment complex, don't be stupid. Don't do something foolish. Make sure that you educate yourself on the complete business model before you ever write your first offer on an apartment complex. You want to be involved with a place like Total Wealth Academy. You want to be involved with the Houston Apartment Association, which has one of the best classes I've ever seen on owning apartments. It's called the Certified Apartment Manager class. You want to surround yourself with other owners, so you have people that you can call when you get stuck or when you have a problem. And you want a mentor, also somebody that you can call, get support from when you get stuck. Because I don't want any of you to do what this family did. You know, they were probably laughing when I bought that property. Oh, I can't believe we found a sucker to buy this. What a fool. You know, I made a profit on that deal the second month. They hadn't made a profit on the deal the first, I don't know whether they owned it 5 years or 7 years, something like that. They had never made a profit off of it. I made a profit the second month. Okay, we'll come back and we'll start answering your questions from email and live on the phone lines at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where right now we're beginning to answer listener questions, and the phone lines are open for you. If you've got a question for me about anything, alternative forms of investing, what a sophisticated investor is, how to become one, or maybe you got a question about some real estate you own, it's not running as smoothly as what we talk about, feel free to call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this is Oriah. 1031-ing, what she's asking is, can you 1031 a group of single-family houses into an apartment complex? And the answer is yes, but it's tricky. You've really got to get all of those sold in a short period of time. What in today's market, though, Araya, you probably could do it. Just depends on getting the tenants out. Because the highest use and highest price you're going to get the tenants out and sell them to owner occupants. When I sold those 20 houses a couple years ago, what I did, Araya, is I sent a letter. And the letter said, some things are changing in my life. I'm going to be selling all of my rental houses, and I will not be renewing leases. And that's all I said. Well, I didn't realize that a bunch of them thought they had to move out that month. So all of a sudden, I get all these phone calls going, yeah, no problem, I'll be out by the 30th. I'm like, I didn't say you had to be out. But that's what they thought, so I wasn't going to argue with them. And almost 40 or 50% of them moved out almost immediately. And I put those 10, we'll say, on the market immediately. Then as the others' leases ended, they moved out, I sold those. I sold all of them in about a 9-month period. So that wouldn't work for a 1031 exchange on all of them. But probably 12 or 13 of them, I could have done a 1031 because it was completed. Those deals were all completed. You have about, let me see. God, it's been so long since I've had a 1031 specialist on here. I want to say you have 45 days to target your deal and something like 180 days total to close, so almost 6 months. So any of the houses that you sold during that six-month period, you could 1031 into your apartment complex. Now be aware, you're going to have to close the apartment complex in your Social Security number. Since your houses are in your Social Security number, a 1031 has to use the same TIN, tax identification number. There's one way to get around it, and that's a thing called a tenants in common. Tenants in common. Now, the encouraging word I have for you, Araya, is that in today's market, if you can get all those tenants out, I bet you can sell all of them within that six-month period. And I may be wrong about the time. I'm going to email you my 1031 specialist, Cindy Pham, and I want you to call her, tell her what you're planning on doing, and she'll walk you step by step through the process so that you get as many of them sold within the time period and can 1031 as much of your money as possible. Now, Araya, make sure that you've got a cash reserve. So don't 1031 every dime. Make sure you keep some of that money in a cash reserve. Your bank will ask you to do that. So chances are, you know, you said all of your money is in these houses. That leads me to believe that all of your money is in these houses. So you don't have a reserve other than the money in these houses. So just keep that in mind, Araya. But I will send you her name. And that reminds me that I need to get her on the radio here pretty soon. So I will fire her an email, see when she can come on the air, and we'll talk 1031 exchange, tenants in common, and so on. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. By the way, if you're at work and you can't email me right now or call in, write down the email. That email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, Next, Texas lease agreement, Lawrence. Lawrence, the TREC, Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC lease agreement is what we always use. Now, if you're a member of Total Wealth Academy, we have our own lease for our members specifically that is really pro owner, but it's not unfair. I don't want you to give you the impression that, see, the TREC contract is extremely fair, Lawrence. It's very balanced between the owner and the renter. Ours leans a little bit towards the owner in a couple of ways. Those ways are, we have special notice that rent is due on the 1st, late on the 2nd. We begin eviction on the 4th. We have a $250 repair deductible. We have a $75 trip fee. Those things are in the TREC lease, but we really accentuate them and have people initial it so there's no miscommunication. And then the fourth point is we make sure they understand that they have not paid their last month's rent and they have to initial that. Lawrence, this is a huge problem based on complete stupidity. But what's going to happen to you, Lawrence, if you've got 20 rent houses, guaranteed one or two of them are going to not pay you the last month and go, no, we paid the last month up front. And then you're going to have to begin eviction to get them to pay. To avoid that, make sure that you stress that they did not pay the last month's rent, that they only paid the first month's rent and the security deposit. But yeah, you can go online, look up TREC lease agreement, TREC, and you can download a PDF of it. It is extremely fair, very easy to understand. The first time you do it, if you don't have a mentor, if you're not a member of a club like ours, make sure you have an attorney run through it with you and explain each paragraph before you start writing leases, because you can get yourself in trouble even with the TREC lease. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, Tatiana, you know, this particular question, let me see if I can summarize it because I can't read this. This is a really long email. Bottom line, well, let's start from the beginning. Investor with 16 single family houses, a couple of duplexes. I don't know the total number of doors. Yeah, see, because you've got a combination, I get it, Tatiana, everything four units and below is considered single family, so you're using the correct terminology. But sometimes, especially duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, you're going to be responsible for the landscaping. You don't want to let more than one person be in charge of something, especially not mowing the lawn. When I had a bunch of duplexes, if they were individual, in other words, just one fourplex in a neighborhood of single families or something like that, I would pay one of the tenants to do it. Or I'd pay an outside contractor to do it. But yes, as a rule, you're responsible for the lawn care on duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. Your cash flow is really good though. I don't think you're going to have any problems. Tatiana, I'm going to email you and find out how much money you put down on each of these and how much equity you've got in them, because you may be ready to move to an apartment complex. In fact, I'm quite sure of it based on your cash flow. Okay, Tatiana, thank you so much. Hope that helped. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please have a great rest of your day and take an action step today towards your financial goals.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. We'll be right back.